The 2013 baseball season could go down in history for a record number of suspensions. Yesterday, ESPN broke the story that Tony Bosch, the owner of an anti-aging clinic in Miami, suspected of providing major league players with performance-enhancing drugs, is now working with the MLB, and that 20 players, including New York Yankee slugger Alex Rodriguez and 2011 National League MVP Ryan Braun of the Milwaukee Brewers, could be suspended. David Epstein, senior writer for Sports Illustrated, joins us. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And talk us through this, David. Tony Bosch, the founder of Biogenesis. Some information came out about the clinic this past January, right?
That's correct. So what came out, starting with the Miami New Times, were documents with the names of a number of major league players on them, actually, dozens of major league players, some of them big name players. And those documents make it appear that some of these players might have been getting some of the drugs offered from the clinic. Although they don't necessarily specify what players were getting, that's kind of what this clinic trafficked in, sort of hormones like testosterone, human growth hormone, and things like that. And a lot of players were on these client lists that came out in the media.
Well, but the client list apparently was not enough, and Tony Bosch didn't cooperate. Here he is back in April with ESPN's Pedro Gomez, who was asking him about reports of what he did. Let's listen.
Some of the things they've said is that you supplied performance-enhancing drugs. What's your reaction to that?
No comment. I'm a nutritionist. I don't know anything about performance-enhancing drugs.
So David Epstein, now he's reportedly working with Major League Baseball. What happened?
Well, he was facing pressure, legal pressure, on two fronts. Major League Baseball had already actually sued him, essentially for scheming to help players violate their contracts, basically. And while, lawyers I've talked to said Bosch probably would not lose that lawsuit, he might, and it might also cost him time and money. And then there's also, he's been referred to law enforcement by the Florida Department of Health. He's not a doctor. He wasn't prescribing substances legally, and so he could face criminal prosecution. And apparently the big difference is that Major League Baseball is saying, well, we'll if you cooperate with us, we'll put in a word with law enforcement officials. We'll drop our lawsuit, and we'll put in a word with law enforcement. And Major League Baseball has done that before. So Major League Baseball can't stop law enforcement from investigating or charging anyone. But in the past, when people have cooperated with them and they've told law enforcement, look, this person's making a good faith effort to help us sort of enforce our rules, that has helped some of those individuals avoid prosecution.
Yeah. Well, what happens with the players? Alex Rodriguez, accused of doping in 2009, admitted that he'd used for 3 years starting in 2001, but he didn't serve a suspension. Braun allegedly failed a steroid test in 2011, but appealed a suspension, saying it was a bad test. He won. And then there are 20 major league players on this list. So what happens now?
Well, so like you said with Alex Rodriguez, I mean, I co-authored sort of that article that broke that news, but mm-hmm. the test that he had failed was, at the time, there were no penalties. That was just survey testing meant to gauge if baseball had a problem. So he never faced sanctions. And Braun didn't allegedly fail the test. He did fail the test. He just basically got off on a technicality of how the test was sort of delivered to the lab, so he wasn't sanctioned. And Major League Baseball is aggressively going after those two in particular, going for 100-game suspensions, which normally is what someone would get for us when they've been sanctioned a second time. And in this case, Major League Baseball, it appears, will try to argue that, getting products from the Biogenesis Clinic was a violation, and then lying about it to Major League Baseball investigators is a second violation. So it's really a strong stance they're taking. And then, there's another 20 players who are involved in this who could face the same thing. The one person who's been sanctioned already is a minor league player named Cesar Carrillo, and minor league players don't have the protection of a union, and so he's already been sanctioned for 100 games in relation to this just right away. So you can see how aggressive they're being here.
Yeah, well, and Tony Bosch is expected to talk with Major League Baseball officials on Friday. How immediately do you think these suspensions will happen, or is there anything else you think that will come out of the talks?
Well, because of the collective bargaining between the Major League Baseball Players Association and Major League Baseball, the system that's in place is that if Major League Baseball wants to move to suspend somebody, they actually have to wait for the entire appeals process to resolve itself before those suspensions go into effect, which is why, for example, Ryan Braun didn't miss any games previously, because he was allowed to play while the appeal was going on. And since this is going to be sort of heavily reliant on Tony Bosch's testimony. You know, he's the interpreter here. He's like the Rosetta Stone for these documents taken from his clinic. That you can bet these players are going to be appealing, probably all of them, you know, on the basis that, hey, you're using this testimony from someone who's self-interested, and that could take months at least, and if you have a large number of people going through it at once, maybe even longer, but a minimum of months you'd expect for these appeals to resolve themselves, and I would basically bet the farm that the players will be appealing.
Yeah. And it's a big deal in baseball.
It is. It's a big deal. It's a huge. You don't usually see these kind of, although I think these sort of clinics like this are sort of the new thing in many areas of doping, where athletes aren't getting the drugs from the guy at the gym, instead they're getting a prescription from someone in a clinic. You rarely see this many players caught up at once.
David Epstein, senior writer for Sports Illustrated, on the expected suspensions of Major League Baseball players after the owner of that anti-aging clinic in Miami has changed his mind. Tony Bosch is now working with Major League Baseball and talking, and the suspensions are soon to follow. David, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me. My pleasure.